Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your first and last name so that I can locate the account?
Good afternoon, Dustin. My name is Carol Given.
Thank you. And may I have your zip code, please?
48207.
Thank you. You said it was 48207.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account pulled up, could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
227 Iron, number 210, Detroit, 48207.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm showing that you have our Omax Max Sleep. How may I help you?
I ordered it. If you can see all of that, you can see my order date, which I think was the fourth.
Yes, I
Is that
am showing
correct?
that that was ordered on 5/4.
Okay, I still haven't received it. And someone sent me, well, I guess customer care sent me an email and saying that, oh, they responded to actually not my first email, but I got a response to my second email. And the second email is saying that USPS is reporting that the initial order for Omax Sleep was delivered on the 26th of May. I'm trying to verify where exactly it was delivered to. That's my first question.
Okay, if you'll give me just a moment to look
Thank
into
you.
this for you and
Thank
see
you,
if I can
Dustin.
see that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Friends, good afternoon. I gotta fix my oatmeal and go to work. Everybody have a great day. I'm gonna try to join y'all this evening at 5. Okay, everybody have a good one. Brother Pentecost, I'm gonna be on the lookout for you for an additional package of what I sent you the email for. All right, y'all have a good day.
And I do want to apologize that it is taking me just a moment to look into that for
Oh,
you.
okay. No problem. No problem.
Okay, and you said you had sent an email and they informed you it was delivered yesterday?
No. I sent an initial email just to find out what was going on with the package because I hadn't received it from the first week in May. The second email reads that the USPS is reporting your initial order for the Omax Sleep was delivered on May 26, 2020. Our records are showing you have been provided a reship that the USPS is reporting they will deliver on May 27, 2020. And if I need further assistance to call this number, I want to verify where it was delivered on May 26, 2020, which would have been yesterday. Where was that delivered to? Because this email is saying that it was delivered yesterday.
Yes, I do completely understand. So if you'll give me a moment to check with my supervisor, see if they can see that for me, is when I'm trying to see that tracking information is telling me that the service is temporarily unavailable through the United States Postal Service. So it'll be just a second.
Wait. I'm sorry, Dustin. You're saying that your information is telling you what?
So, yes, when I try to track the package through the United States Postal Service with my tracking number that it's giving me, it's telling me the United States Postal Service is telling me this service is temporarily unavailable.
What service?
The service to track the package through them.
Okay. So, OMAX has a tracking service, and OMAX can't track the package with
no what I was saying is that the United States Postal Service would have provided us with a tracking number.
Track
it through them, they're telling me that service is currently unavailable. So I was asking if you minded giving me a moment to check with my supervisor to see if they know of another way we may be able to try and track that for you.
Okay, because somewhere there's a breakdown because I've got this email. Okay, I'll hold on. Thank you, Dustin.
You're very welcome. And I do want to apologize that it is taking them just one moment to get back to me. And I do want to apologize one more time. My supervisor is looking into this for me, so we'll take them just a moment to look into that.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I said I was apologizing for the wait that it has taken my supervisor just a moment to look into this for me.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dustin.
You're very welcome. And I really do just want to apologize one more time since it is taking so long for them to look into that for me. Okay, my supervisor did get back to me, and they did say since the United States Postal Service is telling us the service is not available at the moment, that what we can do is that we could provide you with the tracking number, and you could call the post office and see if they can see exactly what was going on with that package for you, since we're not able to see that at this moment. Hello, ma'am, are you still there? Hello, ma'am. Are you still there? Well, we'll need to disconnect this call due to non-response.
Thank you.